Okay, fine.
So last time we outlined the main principle that the Gemara sets up to distinguish between Malachot, probably Derabanan, though as we'll see that's not so clear, but the three examples of the Gemara are Derabanan, when they are Mutter, when they are Asher. That is Ukme Ivruya. Yeah, defining Ukme Ivruya is a nightmare and a half, because we have three instances in which the Gemara actually lays out the principle. They are Hashka'ah. Right, watering the ground. And in that case, how does the Gemara clarify Ukme versus
Ivruyeh?
Ukme versus Ivruyeh. Yes, exactly. Very good. Right? And then we have two others. We have Kishkush, right? And what does the Gemara say there? Whatever Kishkush means.
Ukme and Ivruyeh is filling in holes, or did I mix that up?
Wait, what are we saying? Right, we have the other two were, yeah, I was talking to my chumrusia, so I was like, we finally got to teaching this, and it's like, oh no. Right, so we had, Kish goes right, is Ivruye is Ivruye, and Ukme is Stume Pile, so make, so, okay, oh sorry, Nate, right, you were, okay, so I'll try that again, okay. Very good. So basically, let's review. Right? The Gemara says we have a few malachot, very limited, which are asar midoraita during Shemitah. Not clear what those are, but let's say like Zoreya is one of them. Okay? Then there's like 20 malachot derabanan that are asar. And in that context, the Gemara says, well, sometimes they seem like they're asar, sometimes they're mutter. So what's the difference? The Gemara sets out one guiding principle, which is that it depends. If you are improving the field, uvruye, making it more bari, so then it is prohibited. If you are keeping it, maintaining where it is, ukme, lakim, right? You are sustaining it, maintaining it, that is mutter. Now, the parameters of that are very unclear. And there's a few questions. First of all, what is the difference between ukme vruye, meaning factually, what is the difference? Two, what is the conceptual difference? And three, does it apply to everything? It's only listed in the Gemara in the case of derabanan and malachot. But does it apply by d'oraita, right? So we have... So the classic one where the Gemara brings it up is watering, right? That watering is mutter because it is, it's ukme, it keeps it alive. The Gemara doesn't explain the difference between ukme and bruye, except that watering is mutter because it is ukme. Then the Gemara has several other examples. One is lekashkesh, which no one really knows what lekashkesh is, but okay, all these have 17 different sheet out. But whatever lekashkesh is, we'll leave it for now. The Gemara says that there are two types of kishkush. One is, makes the trees better, and that is asur. The other one closes up holes, right, which is parallel to ukme, and that's mutter, right? And the third, and this is the long sugya in Avodah Zarah, right? So the Gemara has zihum, right, and sicha, right? So by sicha, the Gemara says the difference is ukme. Right, ukme meaning sustaining it, and some sicha, some putting oil on fruit, is pitume peri, makes the fruit better. Okay, so it's not totally clear what these terms mean because we don't clarify it, right? Either we just say ukme versus ifruye, or we say it's something. We clarify one term and not the other, but we never quite clarify what they are. Yes. We also don't explain why these are.
He's gone. During our parship chat, so it was like, I asked, what are the malachot of Shmita? They started giving me the whole shiur, and they're like arguing.
We did that.
Baruch Hashem.
What it says in the pasuk, that's all we're looking at now.
And then I said, does the word that you have to rest, does that include the malachos that are in there?
Good. Okay, good. So then So then we said, okay, but why should there be a distinction at all between maintenance and making it better? So we saw two basic approaches, right? One approach was to say that really both of these malacha, right? Both of these things are malacha, right? Whether you're doing work in the field to make it better, or you're doing work in the field to maintain, still, that's work. So why is it that sometimes it's mutter, sometimes it's asur? Well, if you assume, like the examples would imply, that the only time we apply this heter is when the malacha being done is dirabanan, So then you can say very simply, there's a head there for hefsid. And if you're going to really lose that money, so Chazal waived their prohibition. And therefore, watering is a malacha. It is a malacha. It's an avodah in the field. You're doing agricultural work. So why could it possibly be mutter? Because it's only me there rabbanan. For all the reasons we talked about, we'll not rehash this second. Right? We'll not rehash this second. And therefore, Chazal waive it. I really like this big buck there. Over there, it's mostly dead, but it is still alive. Mine is back.
Don't worry about it.
It's great. So the it's the summer. So one possibility is hefsid. Look, we waive derabanan prohibition sometimes for loss. Now, if that's the case, obviously it's only by derabanans. But that's what it is. There's no fundamental distinction. It's just that, you know, when you make things better, so if you live, you could live without it without losing money. You won't make money, but you won't lose money. And if your tree dies, so you lose money, and Chazal aren't willing to impose the prohibition, even though in principle maybe they could have, in such cases. The other direction is to go much more fundamental, to say, listen, maybe ukme is not malacha at all, right? The things that are used for maintenance are not really malacha, and only if ruyeh is malacha. Now, what would that mean? So we saw several formulations of this, but for example, we saw that some Rishonim said, the malacha that we need, when we talk about malacha and shmita, what we really mean are the things that Nate the farmer does every year, right? Like, you know, the heavy work season. What does he do when it's, you know, when does he really, really work hard, right? So, Mr. Farmer, when do you work really, really hard? So, when it's planting, right? So, you have a few weeks where you plow, you plant, you right? Those malachot are d'oraita, so planting. Because those are the significant acts that you do to farm. Watering, right? It's like, after that, right? It's upkeep, right? And there is a conceptual difference, right? And the mashal, right, we gave is like outside of agriculture, right? It's the difference between, right, my primary job description is giving shiur, arranging guest speakers, whatever, being the go-between with YU and, you know, Toro and, like, things like that, right? Those are, like, the things that I do on my, right? That's, like, my job description. Right. Then there are things that, like, everybody in any job does. So, like, emailing and, you know, things like that. So if in the summer, you know, I'm on vacation in the summer, but if in the summer, you know, I get an email or two, right, I'm still not working, right? Like, sure, I need an email to know what the Shana Bet number is up to, right?
What's that now?
I don't know. I'll get an email about it. No, it's a lot. It's a lot, right?
There were like 17 wow. people at the meeting.
Like I said, right? It's very funny. Yes. Right, like look, you need to do a little bit of maintenance just so that when you start the year again, right, you're not completely lost. Right? I need to check my email. I need to make sure that I know what's happening, right? I need to know what day yeshiva's starting, right? If I don't check my email, and it's like, okay.
What the schedule is.
What?
The schedule is.
Right. It's like, you know, if I don't check the email, so I show up on, you know, I don't show up till September 12th, and, you know, and I think the chakras is 9:45 in the morning.
Yeah, sure.
Right, like most people, right? Exactly. Right? Then no one will notice. But, I mean, it'll be, but it, I won't be doing my job. Right, so I have to check my email. Right, but that's maintenance, right? That's just like keep making sure that things are, as opposed to, you know, right, there's my main jobs, right? Now, we had noted, right, from Rav Kook, based on the Ramban, that it's possible that even the malachot derabanan, right, that are fundamentally mutter when you do them once or twice for whatever reason, if you do them all the time, then it's d'oraita. Right, and that was what we said, right? If Ray Ginsburg decides, which he won't because he's working.
The right to over the essay,
you know, right. Well, when I started here, he's like, wait, in the summer you're off. And I mean we're really off because, like, I'm a dentist in Wisconsin. So I don't have – so when I'm gone, I, you know, you're really off because I'm gone. So But like, if he decided that, you know, between every dental patient, he sent me an email that I had to answer, right? I would not be on vacation, even though each individual email is not that act, right? He won't, trust me.
He'll just have all of the emails that come to him auto forward to you.
That's exactly. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
It's got to be nice to lock yourself in the middle of nowhere for a month, you know? It's like, Mom is the middle of nowhere. He always goes to the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. Like,
what do they do the rest of the year there without a dentist?
I don't know. No, they like find people to come. I don't know.
So
he
weird.
Like, I don't know. He's like the dentist for like prisoners and like, No, it's like because I think it's government run, so it's like different people, but some of it is like one of the groups that is like comes to this clinic is prisoners, you know.
Makes sense.
What?
Makes sense, Fran.
Yeah, why not? You know, I don't have this outlet, you know. Like, I do variations on a theme, you know. I teach Torah, I write about Torah, I edit about Torah, you know. I arrange speakers who speak about Torah, you know, things like that. There's a variation of theme. I don't have, like, you know.
Dentistry.
I don't have that on my personality. You know, it takes a different type of personality to have two sides to themselves, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
You can't see yourself doing that one day? No.
No. I'm a little bit old to do that now, you know. I'm not that old, but to go back to school, you know. It's like, and like, really, you know, my Thursdays here are long enough. I don't need the doctor shifts here.
Okay.
And the hospital shifts are 26 hours, you know, like.
Goodness.
Yes. Yes. And in general, I think hospital shifts are bad. Anyways. So we noted, though, that a lot hangs on this distinction of whether you think the difference between Ukmeh and Ivruyeh is it's fundamentally a malacha, but we waive it to prevent loss, or no, certain times of acts are malacha, and certain times are not malacha, right? So, for example, I think the one we already did was the question of, do you have to try to minimize it, right? So, Nate the farmer, right? Now, he knows that he's allowed to water during Shemitah, right? We've said, Hashka'ah is the classic case of ukmeh. Right, where you're just maintaining it. Without watering it, it will die. So now, he knows that he has to water his plants every 5 days. Like, whatever plant it is that has to do 5 days, don't start asking me serious questions. Pick a plant that only needs every 5 days.
Sure.
Right? So, now, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah of year 6 going into Shemitah. So, if he waters now, he'll buy himself a few days before he needs to water again, right? He'll have to water a little bit less, right, during Shemitah. Or it's the end of Shemitah, and he could wait, right? Day 5 happens to be the last day of Shemitah, right? It probably won't die if he waits till Shkia. Well, it'll be Rosh Hashanah, fine. So you'll have to wait an extra day, because it's Yom Tov, 2 days, right? Midei Rabbanan, right? But fine, it won't die if he waits a little bit longer. Should he try to minimize it?
I forgot what it's called, but isn't there that month before that you should stop planting it?
Yeah,
and if
yeah.
watering is derivative,
yeah, right, fine. I'm leaving Tosefet. But Tosefet, remember, the Shuv Drabanan don't really apply as much to Tosefet, right?
Well, it could be.
Okay, whatever. The point is, does he have to, if possible, arrange to perform these malachot right before Shemitah, whenever we're talking about, and right after Shemitah, right? Or can he just say, watering is fundamentally mutter, and therefore, right, I'm not going to plow, but I'm going to water, right? I'll ask the rabbi, he'll tell me how often I can water, and I'll water then, but I don't have to try to minimize it by... So, if you think that it's not a malacha at all, presumably, there's no reason to do that. If you think that it's a malacha, but it's mutter, Hashem has said, if you can avoid the loss by doing some of it before Shemitah, some of it after Shemitah, presumably you have to. Now, if you remember when we visited the guy, the farmer, right? He said that that was what they do, right? They do some of the work before Shemitah. It's not ideal, right? But in order to minimize it, they do some of the work in Elul before Shemitah.
But what if you like forgot to do it beforehand? In that
I don't know how far the Chazon Ish. Right, I don't know how far the Chazon Ish would go with that. But right, potentially you could end up at a place like that where you would say that
you had the opportunity before and then you do it.
Right. So that was I think the last thing we did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next thing is what about thing neutral acts, right? Neutral acts, right? That we didn't do, or we did do that. Do we do the neutral ones?
We talked about the idea of
where we did neutral, goes. Right? That we did do. No. Okay. The next question. No, I think we're up to that, right? Neutral.
We did on the.
We floor, right, right, right. We set it up, and now let's just sort of plug it in. So, okay. So something that is not moil, then okay. So what is it? This is page.
So it might not exist. Yeah.
It might not exist.
Wait, page. Page eight. So if you say that, listen, it's about hefsid, so presumably anything which is neutral is not necessary, right, to prevent hefsid. It's neutral. That's what it means to be neutral. But if you say that anything that isn't ivruye, anything that doesn't make it better is not a malacha, or is not really a malacha, so then presumably it would be part of the same category. So the Chazon Ish says, "Chayavin lezabel in a Mishnah and Shviat Dalet." Right. So where does this sugya come up? So the Mishnah says, "In kotzin betulat shikma b'shviat b'pnei shehi avoda." You can't cut a new sycamore tree on Shviat because it's an avoda. Yehuda Omer kedarka asur. Cutting it in a normal way is prohibited. Ela omag biyasar tvachim o gome me'al haaretz. Either lift it up 10 tvachim, right, meaning cut only 10 tvachim above the bottom, or root it out to the bottom. Okay?
What
does that mean? Right? So the normal way, apparently, to make a sycamore grow more would be to, like, cut it sometimes, right? You cut it, like, down to a few inches, and then it regrows, right? So the Tanakhama says you can do that. And Rehuta says you can't. So you have to, if you're going to do it, you have to do it in an abnormal way. Either do it higher than you normally would or lower than you normally would. Right? To a high, right? Leave more of the tree or leave less of the tree. Then
uproot it, though. That's a little bit more than leaving.
Not uproot. It's gomeim on haaretz. It's until the ground.
Okay.
Right? Gomeim is like to till the ground. Right? So, and the Rambam quotes this, so what's a betulat shikma? So apparently the way you would grow the sycamore is it has its first growth, you cut it down, when it regrows, that's when it's stronger, it starts to become, right. So shikma al gamiz, humin te'enim, it's some sort of fig tree, you cut it to a certain known height, it's better for the tree, just like pruning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shasur Liktozito Makoma Yadua. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do it in that normal place, right? There's a place you would normally do it, a certain height. So the Gemara in Baba Basra clarifies. Amar Abaye Shlosha Tvachim Ma'ale La. Meim Aret Vade Kashila. Mikan Vailach. Lo machi kashila, vilav iluye malila, gabe shvid avdinan mide devadi kashila. So he says as follows, okay? If you have a sycamore, if you cut it to 3 tvachim, that's the normal length, malila, that makes it better, right? If you go imharet, you go to the ground, vade kashila, that is bad for it, right? But mikan veilach, anything in between, right? Lomakshi kashila, it's not bad for it. It's not particularly good for it either. So gabe shvit, so during shmita avdinan midi devade kashila. You have to do something that's definitely bad.
How's that mutter?
So, one second. Tosfot asks, right? Lomakshi kashila luli malay. Lav dafka. Does it really mean it's neutral? if it's neutral, why are you doing it to begin with, first of all, right? Meaning, how many of us just say, yes, today I want to do something totally neutral to my tree. If I, right, my tree, my nice, beautiful tree, right, if I cut it here, it'll grow. If I cut it here, it'll die. And if I cut it here, it does nothing. So I feel like having a hard day today. I am just going to cut the tree in a pointless space in the middle of this space. Tells us that this is insane. Nobody does that, right?
Like it'll just stay that height forever.
I don't know what this even means. He said, first of all, why? But he says, more importantly, if it really was that, he says, this is the more important point for us. Tosfot says, really, this was neutral. It would be mutter during Shemitah. Because Amar Bavo Dezara Ukme Ilana Shari, Ivruye Ilana Asur. Elo Vadai Mikshi Kashi, Velo Eluye Mali. So he says it's not definitely going to be bad or definitely going to be good. Okay? Meaning it's not neutral, it's just not predictive. Okay? Now, but what is Tosafot's point? What should a neutral thing be?
Something bad.
Mutter. No, a ma'aser. Said if it really wasn't good or bad, right, then it would be mutter. Right. It would be mutter. Right? So what does Tosafot clearly think? This Tosafot. Neutral is mutter, which means that what does he think? Is it about hefsid? No. If it was about hefsid, the only thing that should be mutter is preventing loss.
Right.
The only way to justify saying that a neutral act is mutter is if you think that the heter ukme versus ivruye is that something which is not making it better is not defined as a malacha. That's usher. Right?
Right. Okay.
Right? The Tosfot holds neutral is mutter, which means that he's not based on hefsid. Because if it was hefsid, then something which is neutral would be usher.
The Mikdash David. And Tosfos is defining neutral as unpredictable as to whether it would get better or worse.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. Fine. Right, so the Mikdash David makes this point, and he quotes this case, and if you just look at the underlined part, he says, Ein zeh mishum tzei dehetiru. What you see from Tosfos, it's not about loss. Rakol malacha eina mo'elet befoal eina malacha. What it means is that anything which doesn't make it better is just not malacha or shmita. Right, or not malacha d'oraita. It's not malacha d'oraita. Right? That's clearly what Tosfot thinks. Now, what's the problem? Right. Well, yes. But the bigger problem, right, is, as we just said, what the heck is this? It's neutral, mazeh b'chlal, right? Like, why would you do that? There can't be such a thing. I mean, lumdishly, this is beautiful. Right. Lumdishly, to say it's neutral and therefore it is mutter. Aha! You think that ukme is not a malacha? I mean, it's beautiful. But what exactly is the point? What is
right.
The last I checked, if I cut down a tree, it has an effect on the tree. I don't know what the effect is.
It's probably right? Not going to be a positive one.
Well, sometimes it is. That's exactly the point, right? It makes it grow back stronger.
Well,
apparently the sycamore, you cut it to three tvachet.
Well, apparently this is the equivalent for a sycamore.
You do it by
you do it if you're pruning a sapling. That's a positive outcome.
Sure,
if
call
you're
it
down a tree, you are
fine. But Tosfot says that if I cut it to this, it's neutral. So what does that even mean? Why would you want to do that? I don't quite understand the sycamore tree, but Rav Rimon gives a practical example where you could look at something.
Equivalent to this, or?
Yeah, equivalent, right? So he says, putting down something that will prevent weeds from growing, right? Not necessarily weeds that will kill your tree, but just putting something down that'll prevent weeds from going. You're keeping the status quo, right? Like I have a garden, I have just a lawn, let's say, right? Right now there are no weeds, right? And I don't know that weeds are going to grow.
Okay.
Right? If there are weeds growing, they're potentially hurting it, right? I don't know whether they're going to grow. Like I know that it's possible that, you know, weeds will grow, right? A dandelion, whatever will right? A kid will come with the thing and, right? You know,
and ruin your field.
And ruin, right? I know that's possible, right? But right now, there's nothing, right? Right now, I don't know, right? I am just, I want to maintain the status quo, right? I don't want them to grow. Is that mutter, right? That is a case, at least I understand, right? Said that's a case where there's no current hefsed, right? But it's also not obviously ukme because
it's making it feel better.
Well, not really.
Maybe there are no weeds that grow there. That
no, not yet, right? They are not making it better because right now there are no weeds present, right? It's preventing future. Potential in the future, but right now nothing. Right now, it's
there's
maintaining.
Well,
not necessarily. You don't know that, right? Right now, I want to keep it as is.
They're pretty much like everywhere.
But they're not,
you can't necessarily
right?
Assume that.
So, right, he says that would be essentially the nafka. I mean, you could think of, right, that would look like this, that would hang on this question. Okay. Probably the most challenging conceptual question is, does it apply to malachot d'oraita? Right? Does it apply to malachot d'oraita? So as we saw, if it's about hefsid, the easiest way to understand this is that we're talking about malachot d'rabbanan, right? That Chazal waived their d'rabbanan for hefsid. If it's d'oraita, hefsid doesn't usually get you out, but if you say it's not defined as malacha, it might be. So it's get lidugma, right? The Ramban says that why is it that on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, right? So there are different ways of conceptualizing the heter. What's the heter called? Ochel Nefesh. Why is it called Ochel Nefesh? Because that's what the pasuk calls it. Raka she'ochel chol nefesh, acha she'ochel chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lochem. That which is eaten by a person you can't do on Yom Tov. Okay, the Ramban says, what is the difference? So he notes that on Shabbat, what is the word that describes forbidden actions? Melacha. Melacha. On Yom Tov, what is the term that's found in the Psukim? No, it's not. It's Melechet
Avodah.
So the Ramban says, what's the difference? Good. So the Ramban says, it's not just that there are 39 malachot and we waive some of them. It's that Yom Tov, only Melechet Avodah is Asur. And things which are not fundamentally work, right, like cooking, they're malacha, they're creative acts, but they're not work, right? And on Yom Tov, Melechet Avodah is Asur, but malacha isn't, per se. Right? That's how he conceptualizes Ochel Nefesh, right? So that's how you can suddenly say that certain malachot don't apply, even though it's d'oraita.
So how would his idea of shalachim fit in with this then, if it's just a voda type of things, real good? Because the whole thing is the shabbat, right?
This is a different point.
But it sounds like it wouldn't fit in with a voda. It would fit in with regular malacha.
Anyway.
It seems like something else that would be a difference between malacha and malacha sevoda. No? Doesn't it sound like it would fit in
Shabbat Kamin is going to be a little bit different on Yom Tov, that's what you're asking. Yes, right? Because obviously, certain things that on Shabbos you were not allowed to do, and Yom Tov you could do all day, right? Like you could cook all day on Yom Tov, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Which I'm sure some people's mothers have done in the past, or maybe you've done in the past. I'm gender stereotyping. I should not. It's more like you're 18 year olds. One of your parents probably did it, not you. Yeah. Fine. Well, what? No, I used to cook when I was in high school. Fine, I give up.
You would say some Shabbat things are okay and some aren't.
What?
Some things are good for Shabbat.
No, you'd have to define Shabbaton in light of also that are actually yes, sir. Longer story. I thought about it a lot, but I can't do it right
off.
Yes, I understand. But presumably, if you wanted to go in this direction, right? Then you could, right? Here, you said ukme versus evruye, is that things that are just maintenance are not considered malacha for these purposes, right? Then it might even work, might, by de'oraisa. So the Mikdash David is the one who really brings this question to the fore, and he says, v'hinei yesh lachkor b'tam de'ukme ilan ashari. Why is it mutter ukme? Is it that these are not melacha unless they make things better, or that we're talking about derabanan things and therefore we waive it in cases of loss? Now, what is the simplest pshat in the Gemara in Moed Katan? Not 100% clear, but, right, what does it hang on, if you remember? It hangs on whether you go back. If you remember, the Gemara said, remember the structure of the Gemara in Moed Katan? Why is watering mutter? Possibility one, Shmita Rabban. Possibility two, even if Shmita is Daraita, Avad versus Tarladot. And then at the end, what do you get to? Ukmei versus Evruye. And the question that you really have to ask is Ukmei versus Evruye going back on within the model of Darabanan or parallel to the second stage, which is there are certain things that are mutter even in Shmita Daraita? Right? Where is this, right? Where is the Ukmei Evruye distinction being brought to bear? What?
Nothing.
Yes. I'll try to run through this a little bit because it's complicated.
Okay.
Rav Kook says it's only by Derabana.
Okay.
Right? It's only by Derabana. Okay? And that, I think, is probably the simpler pshat, right? Because why would you say, besides for what I just said, Moed Katan, what's the other reason to say this is the simpler pshat? The three examples that we have of Ukmei versus Ruya are all Malacha Derabanan. Watering, right? Kishkush, right? Sachin, Zihum, right? All of them, they're just, these are all Malacha Derabanan. So all the examples we have are Derabanan, right? And that's basically what he says. If you just look at the second line of Rav Kook, he says, "Shlo matzino hetel ukmei ilana ki imedon bitolado chain asura rak me derabanan." All the examples are derabanan, right?
According to the framework of Shmita's midiraita currently, and we're working with Avad and Toldot, are there also midrabanans within that?
So yes, right. There still could be derabanans, right? You could have derabanans, obviously Shmita
Darais. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay, so but if you look at Rav Tukachinsky, right, in the Sefer Hashmita, he says, "V'imutar l'ukmei gam melacha d'oraita." Hinei, hagon haraya kuk lama acha melacha d'oraita gon zimur asur af l'ukmei. Said Rav Kook says, no. Right? D'oraita, no. L'fiyani edati, but I think that harach mefurash katav shem mutar af zimur d'oraita. He thinks, according to Ben Hananel, Zimur, right, pruning, which is also written right as mutter li ukmei, b'lushon osham gizum, shuchitu chazmorot lachlif acherim lavrod aylan hu ve'osur. Because he has this phrase that gizum, which is like pruning, which is cutting the branches like to make pruning. It better, is usur, right? Yeah, that's the problem, right, because it's different types of trees. And as we saw, that might change it, but Rutukuchinsky doesn't think it is. Yeah, because it's not in grape trees. It's not in grapevines. Zimur would be in grapevines. Right, so gizum is the same word. Exactly. So unlike the Chazonish, remember the Chazonish? Chazonish said, well, yes, they're almost the same, but things change very quickly, and therefore the same act in a grapevine might be asur midoraita and a non-grapevine mutter. Right? Rav Tukachinsky is not buying that. So he says if gizum is pruning and zimur is pruning, then it is d'oraita, whether it's a grapevine or not. And therefore, the fact that Rabbeinu Chananel then says it's only usur because it's Ivruye, it's making it better, what does that mean? That he thinks Ukmei versus Ivruye will even solve a d'oraita problem. So, Ein Lachmir B'Kagon Da. Shlomo Zalman...
Because that's what he holds as the distinction between Zimur and Gizum.
Yes, and presumably it would be because it's not a... Right, meaning if he thinks that Zimur and Gizum are fundamentally both d'oraita, just one happens to be by grapevines and one by not, then they're both d'oraita, and the fact that we allow Gizum, li'ukmei pera,
must mean that
it's true. Exactly. Okay. Shlomo Zalman has a bit of a confusing little thing. So I will say this outside for you, right? Shlomo Zalman also holds like Rav Kook. Yes. Holds like Rav Kook that Ukme only helps you by Dirabanan, but he proves it from the case of Eser Netiot. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to summarize it for you outside. So if you remember, we did this all the way at the beginning of the year, that there was a special halacha that if you have a field with 10 saplings, Eser Netiot, then you are allowed to plow it, even, or the whole area around them, during Tosefet Shvi'it.
And then there were all the discussions about how far.
Yeah, right. Remember all that? Correct. And if you remember, what was the basis of that Gzeirat HaKatuv? Was that saplings need more work, right? And therefore, we waive the prohibition of Harisha. There's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that we are allowed to be Choresh to protect these vulnerable saplings from drying out. Right? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but wait a second. The halacha of Eser Netiot is only when? In Tosefet Shvi'it. But what was the svara there? That if you don't do this plowing, what is it going to do? They're going to dry out because they're vulnerable young saplings. And yet, when do we permit it? Only in Tosefet Shvi'it. What does that imply? That even though without this work they may dry out and die, you can't do Harisha, assuming it's Doraita. Right? And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, you see that, and that's clearly maintenance. Right? You're just trying to keep the poor young saplings alive.
Right.
And nevertheless, we say that it is only mutter in Tosefet Shvi'it. So Shlomo Zalman says, you see that that idea of maintenance is only okay for Derabanan, right? And not for Harisha, right? And that's why it's only mutter in Tosefet, but not during Shemitah itself.
So he only says that we're allowed to use the distinction of Ukmein of Ruei during Tosefet Shvi'it.
For Doraitas.
For
right, meaning he says the fact that we carve out a heter for Harisha, which is Doraita in Tosefet Shvi'it, but not in Shemitah, shows you that that principle doesn't work for Doraita during Shemitah. It does during Tosefet, right? Potentially.
Can you say that that Livri and Lukme does apply with Doraita, but in a different way? Because like there, if, and on, for Darabanans, if there's some of Rie and some Lukme, that would be much better, but for Doraita's, only pure Lukme would work?
So one more time?
That you can say Livri versus Lukme does apply to Doraitas, but in a different way, that by Darabanans, if there was a mix of Lukme and Livri, that would be
it's
much
possible, better. Right? You could come up with different ways. It's possible.
Strictly Lukme.
Yeah.
Also, you could possibly draw a distinction between saplings and like, I mean, we do for Tosefet Shvi'it. We draw a distinction between saplings and regular produce, whatever, because they take extra work. So they might be more equivalent in their opening of the way where.
Right. Okay, one second. Now, I'll just make one more point. Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, points out that there is one shita in the Gemara that seems to disagree with this, and that is Abaye. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember, Abaye was the one who said that avot are asur, but todladot are mutter. That clearly holds that watering, right, and all those things are mutter, even though they're fundamentally. Or the way he reads Abaye is that the Toladot are also Midaraita, but their mutter, Lukme. That's how he reads Abaye. Right? That's how he understands Abaye. Not clear that that's what Abaye means, but that's how he takes Abaye. Okay. The next point I want to do, and if we want, I mean, we can do this a bit outside. This is, I think, you want something a little bit easier? Good. So the next thing
I'm trying to formulate my question.
Okay, exactly. Good. Well, the next thing I'll do is a little bit easier. Fine. Again, we'll do this a little bit outside. Again, we're going to come back to Yerushalmi and finish this back and read it back into Yerushalmi. But one of the major questions is, okay, Ukme versus Evruye. Does that only mean that you're allowed to do malacha to maintain the tree or even the fruit? Okay. So the source for this seems to be There's the following Diyun in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, and again, we'll see this more inside, but the Yerushalmi in Bet Bethes, page 10, Rabbi Shimon Omer Avnotel U et ha'alim mene eshkol beshvid. You can take the leaves off of the cluster of grapes in Shemitah. Mechalfa shita to the Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, doesn't that switch the shita of Rabbi Shimon? Because Tamin and Taman, we learn later on that Mimarsin et ha'orez beshvid, that you can mix water, it, like make mud essentially, around where rice is growing, divrei Rabbi Shimon, avalo mikaschen, but you can't plow like with a hand plow. V'cha omer achein, and here he says that you're allowed to take these leaves from the Shemitah, from the cluster of grapes. Right. So shanai yacha shu kematzel min hatleka. Now this is going to be the $1 million question: is the line matzil min hatleka the same as ukme versus evruye? Right. The Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to do it because it's matzil min hatleka. Now, as we'll see, it's like saving it from a flame. Okay. Right. Now, as you can see right off the bat, does it share certain parallel to the distinction of ukme versus evruye?
Yeah.
Clearly. Does matzil min hadleika sound like it's the exact same as ukme?
No.
Okay, good. So that's what we're going to come back to. So hold that thought. Okay, hold that thought.
I like how when there are all these cases where they could have very easily used exact language, you're like, let's make it more mysterious.
Right? But before we get into that question, which again is what I want to spend a little bit more time on, right, once we look back at the Yerushalmi, does the Yerushalmi hold the same as the Bavli? What exactly is going on here? Right? There are two ways to understand it. One is to say that whatever we're dealing with here, we're talking about we have a cluster of grapes, right? And whatever exactly you're doing, you're preventing that cluster of grapes from being destroyed, right? No, you know what? Actually, I'm going to hold off on this. Did you guys get this far in the Makara?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to skip this because this. Okay, so you know, I'll do this tomorrow because this is actually the harder one, right? Which is what I wanted to do, right? Which is matzil and adleika the same? So let's leave that aside. But what I want to point out here is. Which I think is easier to understand is whatever you think is going on here, what is it that you are protecting? The fruit, right? Not the tree, right? Most of the other things we've seen until now are talking about the plant itself, right? So the simple understanding is whatever we're doing here is on the fruit. Right now, is that true? Right now, remember, what's going to complicate it is clearly what we're protecting here is the fruit, but we're not. It's not clear whether matzil min adleika in the Yerushalmi is the same as ukme. For the moment, let's pretend it is. Right, conceptually, does it make sense that you should be allowed to do ukme for fruit?
Yeah.
Why yes? Why no? What? Okay, right. So here's the thing. So very quickly, the Gra says, he reinterprets it, and he says, you're not really protecting the Eshkol, right? By the time the Maskana of the Gemara is, when it says Matzal Menat Leika, what it's really telling you is that if you don't protect the Eshkol, it'll do something to the tree. Okay? Right? Your diuk is wrong. Okay, your diuk is wrong. It's really about the tree. And Rav Kook says, of course it's about the tree. Ukme and Evruye only make sense from the vantage point of the tree. You know why? Because the fruit are hefker. The fruit are hefker. So, it's one thing for us to say you're allowed to protect your tree because it's your tree and you're going to need it next year. But you can't protect the fruit. What vested interest do you have protecting the fruit? It's hefker. Right, Rav Kook says, right, this is on 11. He says the kol shu b'shvila perot. Asur lazo ga avodot shel ukmei. For the fruit, you can't do ukmei. She perot shana zurach mona afkarinu. Because the fruit of Shemitah are hefker. Bahatir Shimon. Hitir Shimon asar ha'alah me'ayeshkel. So why is it mutter to remove the leaf? For Peir Shagra, Bishon Eliyahu, Pirushalmi, Shukvala Shkaga, Elon. Reinterpret it. It's about preventing the tree from being destroyed. Right? And in the in the next part also, he says the same thing. Look at just two lines from the bottom. Avodah shilitzorach haperot, anything that's for the fruit. La'olam asur is always asur. Why? Shemat lutzorach haperot, efkia Torah, shefkira haperot, shviat l'kol, v'solkol, yara bailam mehem. Because anything in Shemitah, God took away your ownership. V'afil k'shem ne'evadim asur la'asar avodah b'shvilam. So you can't do work to protect the fruit. They're not yours. What two assumptions is Rav Kook making that could be challenged? Well, that's his conclusion. What is the assumption that drives him to that conclusion? Right? So again, he says, it can't be that you can do things to protect the fruit. Why not? Because in Shemitah, the fruit are hefker, and therefore, it's not considered a loss. So what assumptions is he doing? So one is that hefker equals no one owns it, and therefore there's no loss. And two,
that
ukme, right, is about
preventing the degradation
of it. Preventing loss.
But you could challenge Rav Kook in two ways.
How could you challenge Rav Kook?
It means everybody.
Right. Hefker, you could say, Hefker doesn't mean no one owns it. It means that everyone owns it. And if everyone owns it,
I have a vested interest in myself.
Then everybody has, including me, has a vested interest in. Right? Or you could say that ukme isn't a heter because of hefsid. What is it? It's not a malacha. And then? It wouldn't matter whether you're doing a non-malacha to protect the tree or a non-malacha to protect the fruit. It's not a malacha.
Got it.
Right? So you could reject Rav Kook, right? I think this is a very nice nafkamina, right, to everything we saw in Hefker. Right? The Maril Diskin weighs in, and he says, the bottom of 11, Mikol Makom, the Sharina Isra Mishum Tzida, Yesh L'ayin Im Eina Davar Shalo, Ki Im Hefker, Vadayin Lo Zocha Be'i Sharina Lay. Are you allowed to do this before you were Zocha in it, or no, because it's Hefker? Vayanir Lahavi Raya, Vadayin Sharina in Perek, Kama Demoed Katan, Bishviyin, Mikol Makom, Bishum Tzida, Mangum She'ein Hefsed L'gufa Karka, Ki Im L'Perev, Eich Sharina Lay, Vadayin Karka, Bishum Perev, De Lav Delay. Tomorrow, Diskin rejects which one? This one. He says, what do you mean? What does the pasuk say? It goes le'evyonei amecha, which means that it's not that no one owns it. It is
being given over.
Everybody owns it. And if everybody owns it, then everybody has a stake in it, and therefore it is legitimate to do malacha, right, derabanan, to protect the fruit.
Well, you could say Aviona Yamecha means that only the poor, or only the Aviona Yamecha.
Still, it's owned by somebody, fine. Right? But you could have gone with that.
They own by somebody, but not you.
Right? And if you look at Rav Yisraeli on page 12, he says in the second line, he quotes the Maral Disk, and he says, "V'taim of the milta, sha'af al pi shematirim avur peret hefker haynu mitzad sheperet shviyach shayachim leklal Yisrael." K'mo shevi sham ledayek. He says the reason it's mutter even for the fruit is because it is owned by all of Klal Yisrael. Valkena raised it k'mo hefsid al masha shach labaylin amal masha lo balolam ein zel aravacha. He says, but even according to this, it would only be mutter to protect fruit that already exist, but
to facilitate
growth of fruit that doesn't yet exist, because otherwise it would be a loss by lack of, right, That's not what we're talking about. That clearly isn't true. Al pi dini Yaakov shenilkad mehem rishon ela shenigzima v'zivol yochal anef sheinit shmalach le'daron lo hotrun. So therefore, if a vegetable we already picked, and if I did a little bit of gizum, right, I did a little bit of cutting it, it would grow a second vegetable for this season, that obviously I can't do it. So Marl Diskin and Rav Yisraeli reject Rav Kook's assumption that you can't protect fruit by challenging his notion that hefker means ownerless, and therefore there's no reason to do work for the fruit, because he says, no, it's not ownerless, it's owned by everybody. I do have a vested interest in the fruit being protected. Rav Tukachinsky rejects Rav Kook for reason two. And he says, why does Rav Kook say that you can only do ukme to protect the tree and not the fruit? Because he says, well, it's hefker. And since it's hefker, losing something which hefker is not a loss. And ukme is only mutter because of hefsid, to prevent loss. And the fruit, losing the fruit, is not considered a loss. Rav Tukachinsky says, no, there's a different reason why it is mutter, and that is, right, seemingly because it's not, right, it's not malacha, right?
What?
Right, he says in Sefer Shemitah, Omnam Asher Muhkamim Ruim Lishamram. He says that's a very smart svara, right? Near Lefiyadaiti Kimat Barur Shemutar Avodil Ukme Apishvil Peirot. He says it's definitely mutter, and he says, I'll prove it to you. What was one of the examples in the Gemara? Sachen et HaPeirot. Remember? Right? The Gemara had said, can't I put oil on the fruit? And the Gemara says, I could l'ukme, but not l'fetume pere, which was evruye.
Yeah.
But clearly, what are we talking about there? What's the implication? That it's only usur because it's making them better. But if it was maintaining it, it would be mutter, even though what's the object in question? The fruit.
Well, what is it doing to the fruit per se?
Right.
What is the oil thing?
And what is the logic? So look at the Ritva. Right, the Ritva says, because she'enu el ukme ba'alma, shalikanez ha-shemesh ben avakim ve'lo chashive avoda. Because the Ritva had said, what was the reason for ukme versus evruye? It's not a malacha at all. We'll come back to what Tukachinsky says, why it's not a malacha, but I'll leave it for now, okay? So what I want to do next time is, the last thing left on this sheet is just the question of ukme yofi, which is very, very quick, which is, what is the parameters of ukme for flowers that are not fruit, right? Is that, how do you view the beauty of fruit? So we can spend maybe just a few minutes on that, but what I want you to do is
view the beauty of fruit,
like, the beauty of a flower, right? How do you view the beauty of the flower? Like protecting the beauty of a flower, is that ukme, is that a vruye, what is that? But the main question that I really want to get to, I didn't think I'd get to it this early, but that's fine, I'm happy to do it now, is read the Yerushalmi Bet quickly and focus on that key line that we just saw, which is, does the Yerushalmi really believe in ukme versus evruye?
Which part?
Right?
So if you look on page 10, right, that line, the Yerushalmi, right, is the halacha of matzil min hadleika,
is that the same as ukme versus evruye? Look at the mafarshim very carefully on that line in the Yerushalmi. Right, you can use some of the makarot here, some of them are on the daf,
yeah.
Use the footnotes, because I don't want to spend too much time
on
it.
What would it be if not that?
That's what you're going to figure out.
Okay.